Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 61. Hook, line, and sinker for the week of June 15th, 2008.
Well, hey, everybody. My name is Kyle, a.k.a. Marnik Cow.
BJ Swick 33, a.k.a. Brun. Am I hello?
Hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman 709. This week, we'll be talking about Microsoft's super special E3 nieces up their sleeves, the Xbox 720, Unreal Tournament 3, Microsoft's possible bid for yet another company, Jeff Bell leaving, and Metal Gear Solid 4 takes a stab at our lovable Xbox 360 console.
Woo. Now
let's, Kyle, why don't you update us on our gamer card?
You know, Wing, I'd be glad to do that, because we have a quest for 1 million gamer score points, and our current score is, drumroll please, That's pretty good. I wasn't expecting any drum roll. But anyways, that's good. I like that. We should roll with that. Okay, the current score is 597,942. So... good job, everybody out there.
Crowd goes wild.
All right, anyways, let's move along. Oh, my goodness. That's a, like, I know you do.
Well, also...
And speaking of Rock Band singing, if you happen to hear any noise in the background, that's my wife playing Rock Band.
And she beats Wing in it, too.
There you go.
No, she doesn't. Don't be spreading vicious lies.
She plays on expert.
29,000 of his 30,000 gamer score is actually her.
Yeah. All on Rock Band. She's that good.
Oh, man.
She is good.
Yep. Well, also on our front page that we've been plugging lately is our Twitter account. And the account name is Xbox Podcast with no spaces in the name. We're using this to announce, you know, Be Up the Host matches, episode releases, and anything we feel that you should know. So check it out. If you have a Twitter account, make sure to add us to, I guess, watch us. So Be Up the Host is next. I was not present. I was busy winning a farm league.
I wasn't either.
You know, Bradley plays farm league, and they won their league tonight. So they had the last game tonight. So, but I think Wing was there.
I was there. I was representing again.
Sorry.
All by my lonesome. No.
Yeah.
Actually, we had a big turnout tonight. There was we played some Battlefield Bad Company, and Captain Hook, Major Spork, Commando Bunny 93, Soul Assassin 808, CRT 1031, Ayanden, ND Meister, Philly the Kid. Soul Assassin 808 again. he was so good he was there twice. I don't know. And Exert Sim 2142. If I have missed any of you, I apologize. There was quite a few people coming and going. I believe I got everybody that I recognized. But my apologies if you showed up and I didn't list you.
Send us hate mail at Xbox Podcast.
Yeah, send me hate mail. So, but there was quite a few. I still can't I know last week I played, and I'm like, this went from a must-buy to a maybe a rental, and I tried it again this week, and I don't know. I still think this is a rental. I just can't see myself getting into this game.
Yeah, I would agree.
I kind of got into it after a while. After I started kicking some people's butts and having 21-6 kill-death ratio, then I was like, oh, yeah. But, yeah.
I did have some good rounds tonight, but that still didn't seem to just make me excited about the game.
Mm. See, something about controlling a helicopter with a controller just doesn't work. Same with the tank.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's different. I was the same as you, Wing. Went to a rental after that, and I'm still at a rental stage, I think, because I figure if I'm going to drop $60 on something, I'm going to have to find something that I'm going to get a good bit of gameplay out of. Because I still have COD4. That's just something that's still got me tied up too. Yeah. So, but
yeah.
Yeah, I got so many games that I need to go play that it's just crazy. I just don't have the time anymore. So
I've been playing Grid like crazy.
Is that any good?
I'm like hooked.
Is it good?
I can't stop playing that game.
I have it sitting in my rental thing, but
oh, play
it's
it.
Here.
I mean,
all right, I'll try it out.
It's basically between a Forza 2 and like a NASCAR. It's an arcade racer, and it's really fun. It's not super hard. It's got some cool crashes and stuff like that, but yeah, it's pretty fun.
Can you hire drivers?
So, you can hire teammates, but they won't drive for you.
Well,
so
that,
you
that,
have to,
I'm shipping
you will
that
have
game
to drive.
Back. Psh, screw that.
No, what you're going to like, Kyle, is you're going to be happy with Baja, because you can start the Baja, and then you can automatically get like a driver to cover for you while you go get a sandwich or something.
What?
Yeah, in the middle of your match, you can just go, oh, I gotta go take a potty break and hit a button, and a driver will take over for you.
In what game?
Baja.
What's that?
Which is coming out.
Huh.
That's the Baja 1000?
I haven't heard of it.
That's that sport truck 1,000-mile race they run for real down in Baja, California every year.
Really?
Or Baja, Mexico.
Yeah.
So that's
a you know who Jimmy Johnson is, right? NASCAR driver, mm-hmm. Jimmy Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
He raced in that and rolled his truck and almost killed him, I think. That was one of his stories, you know, when they, you know, interviewed him and stuff, which is pretty interesting because I never knew he raced that, but...
Hmm. Yeah, there's a documentary on that race, I think it's something like, I don't remember the name of it. I'll have to look it up and see if I can figure it out. But there's a documentary on the Baja 1000. Very, very good show to watch. And it talks about the whole race. And, yeah, there's some NASCAR drivers that were in there doing it. And it might have been him that was in there.
Yeah, this is before him in NASCAR, though. This is before he even started that.
This was an actual NASCAR. I don't remember who it was.
It's probably Robbie Gordon.
Was driving. Could be.
Yeah.
I just don't remember who it was. But it was really interesting to watch. And this race is a huge deal. So, but anyways, we're okay. Getting way off track.
Yeah, let's
Xbox
bring it back.
Podcast. Xbox podcast.
I think I'm just avoiding the next topic. I think
probably.
That's all it is. So,
Dude, me too.
Going to get all serious on everybody here. We got some sad news. And we'll let Brun break that news.
Oh, great. Leave it all to me. Well, for everybody out there that's wanted to become a host of possibly the Xbox podcast, you can have a shot because I am stepping down. I think episode 62 will be my last. So, Wing and Kyle here are kicking me off because I can't keep up on my gamer score. They have limits, you know. So. They gave me until the end of this month to reach 15,000, and I just can't make it, even with Avatar, you know. So they're like, enough with you. You're out of here. So, but no.
That's not true.
No, that's not true. But no, it's just, you know, things come along, family, school, work, hobbies, and when you run out of, you know, hours in the day and things got to go, it's got to boil down to, you know, to the hobbies, I guess. And, you know, I'm going to possibly blog, so I don't want to, like, give out or promote or anything like that, but, you know, maybe some point in time in one of the posts or something in my signature, I'll put what my blog is. So it's still not up yet. But it'll be fun. It won't take as much time, but I'll still be playing my Xbox and having fun and writing in questions like boxes or briefs and things like that. So
great.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, for anybody, you're going to hear the thing intro here later in the podcast, you know, join our team, you know, go out and submit, you know, anybody wants to be a host. So, anybody can be a host except for if your name starts with Major. So, no, I'm just kidding. I was just looking at the list on here of who played me up the host. I was going to say Captain, but, you know, no ranks.
Bron, you know, Kyle and I were disappointed and saddened, but we understand, and, you know, just be sure to, you know, join us on Beat Up the Host and, you know, hang out in our forums and say hi on occasion, and, you know,
Well, if anybody has any questions to ask, you know, make sure you get them in before next show, so I'll answer them. And I already said I wear. Did I already mention that I wear thongs?
Yeah.
Okay, so I already got that answered. So.
But
that's just a horrible mental picture.
And one last thing before we go in, this is kind of cool, Bron. Why don't you tell us this pretty big news? I think this is kind of cool.
Well, big news is phone casting. So. Let me give everybody the rundown. So, let's see. We have great news, and now you can listen to our latest episode of the Xbox Podcast right on your cell phone or even your landline, your regular phone. If you dial, I'm going to say this kind of slow so you can write this down, 712-318-9269, you will automatically hear our latest episode. So if, you know, you're on the go or you're at work, just pick up the phone and call, you know, for your weekly fix of Xbox podcast goodness. So, number again is 712-318-9269, or you can call a toll free number at 866-647-8182 and select option 2. So, pretty cool if you're away from, like, your iPod or anything, so.
Or if you're bored at work, man, just call in. Put it on speakerphone. Let everybody enjoy the show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know there's been times where, you know, I'm on an extra long trip and I run out of, you know, I basically run out of podcasts to listen to, and I'm like, I got, like, 20 minutes to spare or something. This is actually something, if I'm not synced up or anything, I'll give us a call, so. Does sound cool.
And this phone number is currently on our Twitter box, so you can get it there. And we also have these numbers listed in the forums. So check out our forums if you want that number or either of those two numbers.
Cool.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right, guys. You know what I enjoy?
Long walks on the beach.
All right, well, I'm going to tell you. Anyways.
Long walks on the beach.
It's Microsoft.
Candlelit dinners.
What'd you
Flowers.
No, actually.
Soft music.
I actually enjoy hiring drivers and guarding rocks.
Cuddling with a good book and ice cream.
You know what's pretty cool?
Okay.
Let's go ahead and stop that. All right.
Lotion.
Okay. All right. Let me get through my news.
Soft skin. I'm just throwing right. out stuff. All right. I'm sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Maybe.
Are you done? You see that button on your microphone?
The one that we told you to hit last week.
Hit it.
You want me to push it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. So, anyways, like I was saying. Microsoft is teasing us with some super special E3 quote-unquote aces. And it was interesting because Microsoft officially responded to the release of the May NPD numbers, and it not only does Microsoft gloat a impressive 7.7 attach rate to 360s, but they also feel the need to dangle a super secret, super special E3 announcement carrot in front of our crazy rabbit noses. Now, what is this, you say? At the very end of the NPD response, they've strategically decided to pull an E3 tease saying that we will have quite a few aces left up our sleeve. See you at E3 next month. Well, what do you think those couple aces could be, guys?
I can't remember the title, but remember there was a... Wasn't there like an Aces Crimson Road or... something on the original Xbox. It was like an airplane.
Uh-huh. Crimson Skies.
Yeah, that's what I think it's going to be, something like that.
Oh, a new
game.
Yeah,
because there was
a
rumor. There was a rumor that there was supposed to be a new Crimson Skies, but that kind of just fell by the wayside.
Yeah, and
so
I
that's
mean,
possible. That's a good
you got
point.
Hawks and stuff coming out.
Yeah, but this is like an arcade type of... It's not like a simulator like that.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'm thinking either new hardware or they're going to tease like a handheld with the Zune and possibly. You don't think they'll go
well,
that far?
That's E3. It's gaming strictly, right?
E3?
Or do they
electronic,
put that
what is it?
Entertainment Expo.
Expo?
Yeah, it's not just games. It's
that's
just
right.
Everything.
It's not just games.
I don't know.
I think that when they're responding to the NPD numbers, they would be specifically talking about the 360.
Well, it'll be their gaming. E3 is all about gaming. It's not the consumer electronics show. So this will it will be all about the games and stuff like that. So we might hear some rumors about their new version of Xbox Live because we've reported on that they're looking to do like a home type of 3D virtual world type of garbage.
God, I would love that.
Yeah.
The funniest thing about that is that they would have it done and put it out before home. Wouldn't that just
funny.
Be the funniest thing ever?
See, that's...
just like right when they announce it, like you know, whoever is standing up there and is like, we'd like to announce our new Xbox Live. It is currently available
now. Yeah.
And it's basically like... It's a 3D world, blah, 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 and Sony's just kind of scratching their heads like,
I was thinking the exact same thing that I was sitting there. I'm like, you know, wouldn't it be funny if he gets up and he goes, because last year they're like, available right now, you know, as they release it, they're releasing on the play. Wouldn't that be funny for them to come out and say something like,
we know
all the PS3 guys have been waiting for home, you know, and, well, Xbox 360, you know, Live has it as of... tonight, you know,
yeah.
And then bam, everybody's Xboxes start like, upgrading.
everyone log into your account, and you'll see a Live update, and download it. It'll take a couple minutes, and now you have 3D World.
I don't know, maybe a new Live may be on the, I don't know if it'd be available right as E3,
well,
because they didn't do a spring update.
Exactly, what have they been working on?
Yeah.
Yeah, it took them so long to do the holiday, you know, fix the holiday stuff. What have they been working on?
And
you'd think the Xbox Live team would be devoted to
Xbox. We know they're
Xbox
working on
Live.
It because they had job applications out there specifically for working with this.
Yeah.
So we reported this a while back.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I heard about just is like them pulling people off and canceling games for the PS3 for people to work on home. They're like canceling stuff now just to get resources for home to get
just
it out.
Just to get it out there.
And I'm just like, see, that's what you get right there when you don't have a paid service is now you don't get games.
Well,
it's like that's – isn't that the whole reason? Oh, that's right. Another Blu-ray movie will come out and save them. That's right.
But now, I've read – I did read earlier this week that Sony is talking about this, about releasing a paid online service.
Oh.
Yeah. So, ooh. See, I think they're listening to you, Bron.
Really? Is that,
yeah.
Is that the case?
Yeah, but theirs will be probably a little different.
Like
theirs won't
Bron
be as...
guy.
as kind of sneaky as Live is, if you ask me. I mean, you know, hey, you can do everything except for play games against other people online. You know, what they'll probably do is they'll probably, like, cap people at something. You know, like, oh, you can't get in the 64 player, or you can't play, or you can't get this, or can't do voice chat, or I don't know. Maybe they'll do something like that. I mean, it's got to be worth people wanting to move over. So, I don't know. Yeah. That's interesting. I'm actually excited for E3 this year. I'm like counting down the days. I want it to come around. So,
yeah. My one dream is to go to E3, even though it's closed off. That'd be so cool to go to E3. So yeah, they said quite a few, so that means multiple, and that could mean a lot of things. So stay tuned to Xbox Podcast, as we'll keep giving you all the latest rumors, news, and all that good stuff on E3. I think we might have like a 4-hour show when E3 comes around, just talking about everything. No, just kidding. But
well, I'll tell you what, Bron, if at E3, if they tell us that they're putting a Blu-ray drive in the 360, you're going to have to come back and do a guest spot for us just so you can talk about Blu-ray the whole episode.
There you
go. All right?
Now, we'll do our own episode, and then we'll have Brun just talking. We'll have him do the Audacity thing, and he'll just be talking about Blu-ray after the credits just for an hour.
There you go. An hour of uninterrupted Blu-ray discussion. Go.
It's like, Brun, it's like, Blu-ray, well, HD, and then he just starts going. Yeah, that would be good.
I still don't see how. Aramai.
Don't even start it. Save it. Save it.
You gotta save it.
Save
yep,
it. Bottle
you gotta
it
save
up.
It.
Okay.
All right.
Well, didn't MPDs come out and they're like ding air? I've heard a couple of people, or I've read a couple of things where it's like, now it's like, you know, the PS3 outsold the Xbox 360 this month.
Yeah.
And they're like the
and
fall of the
like,
Xbox 360.
And it's going to just keep coming and coming and coming. I'm just like, dude, people bought it because of GTA 4. Yeah. You know, whoever didn't have a PS3 and wanted to buy GTA 4 bought it for a PS3 if they wanted to. If they wanted to.
Yeah.
And now it's just like, oh, yeah, by the way, 2-to-1 outselling on the 360 and over the PS3. That's because people own a 360 already. People still aren't sitting on their rear end saying, what console should I buy? You know.
Yeah. So. Well, another thing is I read something that said, you know, more PS3 outselling to come, blah, 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 and then expect a 360 price drop. And I was like, okay, whatever. Let's wait till next month. I bet they'll probably win. The PS3 will probably beat them again for June because of Metal Gear Solid 4, but.
Oh, well, I mean, that's my thing, though, is I think people have already bought what they're going to buy, and if they buy anything, they're going to buy their second console. Well, if you buy a second console, Wing buys a second console, and I buy a second console, you know, what's it going to be? I mean, I already have a Wii in my house, so my second console is going to be a 360 or a PS3.
Yeah.
So there's another number, and that's because I don't own one. That's because there's nothing out there for it.
Yeah.
So except for Blu-ray.
And a lot of people that I know of already had a 360 and went to buy a PS3 just for Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, if they do stick a Blu-ray player in there and I have to buy something, I won't buy a PS3 now.
Yeah.
And the whole reason why is because I don't want to have to, well, I don't want to have a console on my TV with 5 games on it, and if I'm going to buy a multi-platform game, it's going to be for the 360. So,
yeah. All right.
Blu-ray.
Why Blu-ray?
Now that we've thoroughly bashed on a PlayStation. No.
All right, let's talk about Xbox.
Let's go on to the Xbox 720.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah, you
one of the aces.
Yeah, just that'll be the new thing. Okay, well, PS3 outsold us, but okay, we're ready with the next console. Here's a 720.
I'm telling you, it'll be announced this year or next year.
Well, during a conversation with Shane Kim, the new corporate vice president of strategy and business development at Microsoft, offered very general commentary on the next Xbox console. When asked if his new role includes looking at how Microsoft is going to transition to the next console, he replied, "How do you think about next generation? What is that next generation going to encompass? How are you ever going to define that? All of that is part of the equation. What kind of geographic expansion do we need to see? Is the world more of an online world than a hardware-oriented world? I think there are some really fascinating opportunities in front of us." Now, of course, while this statement offers no details, it does suggest that Microsoft is at least exploring the idea of launching a digital system rather than a traditional expensive piece of hardware. Now, honestly, I have no idea what any of that even means.
No.
I really don't. What do you mean launching a digital system rather than a traditional piece of hardware? I don't even know what they mean by that.
Yeah.
And I don't see how they get anything out of that statement. But
I don't know either.
That's IGN. That's where the story came from. And I don't know.
It's going to be a Steam-like application that the only hardware that you're going to have is a CPU and a hard drive. Oh, I mean a computer. I mean a 360, 720, whatever you want to call it. That's the thing. I mean, it's you look at Steam, right? Yeah. I mean, you guys are familiar with Steam. I mean, Steam, I've even heard them about moving toward the thing called the cloud, where your game saves are going to save in Steam. So if you lose your computer or whatever, you just install it, you install Steam, you bring down your games that you've purchased, and boom, your saves are on there. You never miss a step. So maybe they're going to that
That's
direction.
Good idea. And that would completely get rid of, you know, the cost of having to mass produce all these game or these CDs. Right. You just put it out on this application, and people
they
just go download it.
They won't get any cheaper.
No, they won't get cheaper.
Oh, no. No, but as they'll make more money, which means they have more, you know, power to do better things and stuff, but no, they won't get any cheaper.
Wing's even familiar with the USB hookup to his PC, right? I mean, you did it with your wheel and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the little dongle-looking thing.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, wow, now all of a sudden all you need is an application to bring down your games and run them. So now all of a sudden your PC is now an Xbox 720. Or you can buy a set-top box that does the same thing, like a Apple TV type thing, or you know whatever Apple's computer is that has that stuff. And then, boom, all of a sudden, your Mac can be an Xbox 720, because all you need is the application. It's pretty interesting if you think about it.
Yeah. I don't know. I think they'd still release a console.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can either have a PC or you have a set-top box. They both act the same.
Yeah.
So would you end up selling... So you're basically not going to sell a console anymore. You're just going to be selling services and games.
Right. And you're going to have some hardware. I mean, your set-top box would be hardware. Your controllers, all that stuff would be hardware-related. But, yeah, that's basically what it would be like.
Weird.
It would be weird. Imagine if they teamed up with, like, Steam. And teamed up with, who is Steam? Valve?
Yeah.
You imagine if they teamed up with those guys?
We already know Valve won't program for the PlayStation, didn't they say?
I am not 100%. Well, they have
I've
for
read
Orange
that.
Box.
They won't. That's why the Team Fortress 2 and the Orange Box, that was not done by Valve. That was a conversion by another company.
Hmm. Yeah, and there's already some sort of link together. I mean, they're already coding Steam for Windows, but I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. Maybe we'll find out at
E3. There you go. So. Alrighty.
But well, hey, on to my story, right? Alright. Hi, well, I got some information. You know that little game called Unreal Tournament 3?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Well, it was a timed exclusive for the PlayStation 3 and has already shipped a million units for it. I mean, I've played Unreal Tournament a lot, so I kind of, you know, I know what it is. You guys know what it is.
But, I'm just kidding.
I know.
Yeah.
It's been scheduled to be available on July 7th, 2008. So overkill date for Unreal Tournament 3 so far is July 7th, 2008. And it's going to actually have several new features, including split screen. It's going to have 5 exclusive maps, 2 all-new characters, as well as previously released downloadable content that you found on, you know, the PlayStation 3 and, I believe, PC. So, in addition, the game will feature an exclusive video preview of Gears of War 2. And the video content will include never-before-seen footage of the game's multiplayer modes, featuring new maps, new modes, new weapons, new gameplay elements. You know, it's narrated by Cliff, you know, Balinski. I don't think he likes to be called Cliffy B anymore. So, good old Cliff. And one of its producers. So, that's kind of the news. I know I've kind of been waiting for it to come out because I heard it's fun. I have a buddy who has it for the PS3. But also, I think it's funny that it's going to have everything else all wrapped up, you know, into one. New maps. And this whole split screen was like the most requested feature from the users from like the PlayStation 3. So they're giving it to the 360 guys. So.
Yeah, and they're not going to go back and recode it. Yeah, they're not giving it to the PlayStation, which I don't understand that. I mean, you know, I don't know. I don't understand the gaming industry.
Shouldn't it just be a patch? Shouldn't it just be a... you figure they would be able to.
But why didn't they do it to begin with if they're doing it on the 360?
I don't know.
I just don't understand the way these game companies do their stuff. I don't know.
Maybe the hardware's not as good on the PS3.
The hardware is definitely good on the PS3. Come on, we can't. You know, we only make ourselves look like fools if we knock it too much. We don't have to but you know.
I know. I'm kidding. That is you know, kind of weird. But you know, I'm trying to think of what game it was that came out on the 360 early and had some downloadable content, and when it releases for the PS3, it's going to have like all the downloadable content and stuff like that, which, you know, hey, you know, if it's there, give it to them. I can't remember if it's... can't remember what game it is. And it's not BioShock. I know BioShock will too, but I can't remember what the game is. I don't know. Maybe it'll come to me.
All right.
Next.
Well, I'm going to just mention this real quick because we are running way long today. But basically, Microsoft it's rumored that Microsoft might be ready to buy Sega. And basically, you know, it's no secret that Sega fell out of the hardware market. A lot of their fans moved over to the Xbox brand. Now, one thing we all know is that Microsoft has struggled in Japan, and analysts are saying that if Microsoft were to buy Sega, that this would be huge for them. It would really help them in Japan because Sega has a huge back catalog of titles that could be relied upon to strengthen them over in Japan. Titles like Sonic, hey, Brun's favorite, Daytona, Virtua Fighter, Sega Rally, and Panzer Dragoon. It might happen. It's a rumor at the moment. Maybe we'll hear about this at E3. This will be a big thing because they're not giving up the fight in Japan. Microsoft's still trying to make something happen there. So, and I also know we've got some exclusive Square Enix games, RPGs, that are, you know, Japanese-based, going exclusive to the 360. One of them is some kind of space game, which actually looked cool when I saw the trailer for it. That might happen.
Wow.
I'll have to see if I can find out what that space game is called.
right. Well, while you do that, I'm going to hit my next story kind of quick. You mentioned in your previous story, Shane Kim, the new corporate vice president of strategy and business development at Microsoft. Well, there's a reason why he has that new title, and that is for the reason for that is Jeff Bell. You guys remember Jeff Bell from last E3?
Oh, yeah.
I will. You know, the guy that was talking to... who was he talking to?
Was it Sean Alexander or
The running back for this?
Or was it LaDainian Tomlinson?
No, that was played for USC. Reggie Bush.
Oh yeah, Reggie Bush.
When he was talking, he was to running Bush, back. I'm just
Reggie Bush.
Yes, Jeff Bell is leaving Microsoft to pursue new opportunities.
Goodbye.
So wish you all the luck, Jeff Bell.
Whatever.
Too bad we're going to miss you and your wonderful acting at the next E3.
No, we're not.
Yeah. So, but Shane Kim is mentioned to take his spot, and then let's see, Phil Spencer may take Shane Kim's spot. So, and who will be taking Spencer's spot? I have no idea.
I'll do it.
So, yeah.
I'll do
call
it.
Me up. Call me up. You know, after episode 62, Microsoft, and I'll be glad to hop over there and take over.
We'll sort things out.
We'll do something.
Yeah.
The name of that game was Star Ocean, The Last Hope.
Star Ocean. Yeah. Doesn't ring a bell with me, but that doesn't mean it's not big in Japan. So. But.
Roger.
All right. Big game in Japan, though, is Metal Gear Solid 4, I believe.
Yeah. And it's kind of lame when a game takes a jab at another console or format. You know what? I'm just going to leave it at that, and we're going to actually throw the video in from Metal Gear Solid 4 of a cutscene that is basically stabbing the whole DVD versus Blu-ray at PS3 versus Xbox 360 deal. Well, you know, take a listen, watch the video if you're listening to us in our Enhanced podcast, and we'll be right back.
Hold it, Snake. Time to change the disc. I know, it's a pain, but you need to swap disc 1 for disc 2. You see the disc labeled 2?
No.
Huh? Oh, wait. We're on PlayStation 3. It's a Blu-ray disc. Dual layered, too. No need to swap.
Damn it, Otacon. Get a grip.
Yeah, what an age we live in, huh, Snake? Wonder what they'll think of next.
All right, so you got to hear that. I don't think we're going to be out of line by saying this is a little bit too far. But I'm going to hold my comments for now, because I know you guys are chomping at the bit to comment about this. So I will let whoever talks first take the stand on this.
Go, Bron.
Oh, you want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Okay, my first impression would be that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. As far as putting that... My first question to you guys, obviously, the listeners didn't hear my first question, but my first question was, is that really in the game? I'm like, that's literally that's in the game. You know, was he watching that on his iPod and drinking his drink, and now they're talking about, oh, it's on a PS3 on a Blu-ray disc? I mean, I thought, for one, didn't they have to, cut out a bunch of the stuff out of this game to make it fit on the Blu-ray and yada yada yada, and who cares about changing discs? That seems kind of cheesy in my mind.
What I don't like is the fact that it now that point took you out of the game and brought you back into the real world. You got to suspend, you got that little disbelief, you get into the game, you get into this world, they create this fantasy world, you're in this game, and then boom, oh, well, you have Blu-ray on a PS3. Right in the middle of it, they're like, oh, you're just playing a game. And I'm like, couldn't believe that. Like, you just took the gamer out of the game to actually take a jab at a competing console. And it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, that's... And what are they going to think of next? Maybe they'll be like, Snake, let's contact your friend. Open the cross-media bar during game... Oh, wait. Shut off the game. Go to your cross-media bar. Get your message from your friend. And then come back.
Exactly. Yeah, where's that? Yeah,
that's stupid. That's retarded.
It's just...
Oh, sorry. That's kind of a bad word to say, but that's one of the dumbest things I've seen. That has no point in a game.
Exactly. I think it just really shows the... Really lack of, poor lack of judgment. I, you know, why are you bringing a console war into a video game? I mean, I'd be just as mad if that was in Halo or Gears of War or some stupid thing like that. You know, don't just, you know, that was dumb. Just keep that garbage to the fanboys that want to go and flame the forums. Leave it out of my video games, man.
Microsoft better not retaliate because that'll be ridiculous. But yeah, that I don't know.
Well, who makes this game? That's what Konami game, right?
Yeah.
So it's not
Konami.
Like it's a Sony game. That's the thing. It's a third party company taking a bash at. There's Konami games on Microsoft.
All right.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like I don't know.
Yeah, to me it seems more of like what are they called? Like poor sportsman or sore loser is what it sounds like to me. But
that's like having you got to keep justifying your console. I don't understand.
There's no place for it.
If your console's so great, you shouldn't have to keep finding ways to try to make yourself feel better about your purchase and about the console.
What
was your thought, Kyle?
I mean, there's no place for it in a game. While it could be quote-unquote funny, and PS3 people might like it, I mean, it's... This is speaking from just a person that, like Wing said, I mean, if it was in Halo, if it was in, you know, Gears of War, if it was in Bioshock, and they were taking a stab at the Blu-ray, you know, having to install for HD content, I mean, that's... It's just like... Anything else? I mean, there's no place for it. Why would you do that? I mean, it's retarded. I don't understand it. You know, everybody might think, "Oh, that's funny," but it's lack of professionalism or whatever the word.
I can't wait to ask my friends at work because you know both of them own both consoles. Actually, one doesn't even play his 360. Says it sounds like a lawnmower, but he plays his PS3, and I'm wondering what he's going to get a kick out of it. Or what he's going to say. Because it's literally ruining his game.
Yeah.
And that's the things that... That's kind of the stuff that makes him mad. Is like, you know... Like you said, Wing, it takes him out of the game. Like, he's going to want to have to sit there and hear... You know... A reference of that. Because what's everybody going to think about the first time they hear that? They're going to be like, oh, they're bashing the 360. And it's not like... You know, they're not going to think of it in a positive way for the PS3.
Why waste 30 seconds of a cutscene for that?
I don't know,
whole video was 32 seconds.
Yeah, because then it has to be 89 minutes
What's
and
the
20
point having
seconds
that in
long.
There?
And it has absolutely no relevance on the game. And it's like, you know, this... And you know,
no,
yeah,
it doesn't.
The Blu-ray... I mean, okay, it won the format war. Why is it so much better? The only difference it had between HD DVD was storage capacity. The audio and the video... specifications for both formats were exactly the same. There was no difference.
The
storage was the only difference.
It had to do... I'll tell you what it had to do with. It had to do with Sony knowing that if Blu-ray failed, their console would fail, and it'd be the end. So they just had to dig deep and pay companies a lot of money to go Blu-ray only.
Exactly.
That's exactly what it came down to. Because we would have had this long fought-out war. PS3s wouldn't have sold. The Xbox 360s would have sold because they wouldn't have tied to a format. And then Sony would lose money, and you could put that PS3
We just wait until next MPD numbers when Metal Gear Solid 4 is not even over a million. Unless it's...
Oh, they sold over a million.
No, it will be.
Japan already, didn't they? Or... It's going to sell.
Probably there.
It's going to sell huge, dude.
They had about it.
They always talk about 1 through 3, and he's selling like three million or so, you know, total. So the thing is, you wait till Konami's like, oh, we didn't make enough money on this game. Oh, let's push it out to other formats, and then they're going to have to wipe that part out.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing about it is that I have a guy that works with me that told me that he was going to stand in line for the PS3 mm-hmm. bundle with Metal Gear Solid 4. The reason is that it's $100 cheaper for the PS3, and you get the game.
Yeah, it'd be worth it.
And that was
if
the only reason
to get
why
it
he's
right
buying
now. It's prime time because
he's
get
buying it for.
It, I mean, that's no lie. I mean, it is. Yeah.
I mean, and he said that he was buying it for his dad too, so his dad could sell it on eBay for a buttload of money. But, I mean, if Metal Gear Solid 4 numbers go up. I bet it has a lot to do with people buying that just as a, get a good buy on a PS3 for a Blu-ray player. I mean, that would be the only thing to me. Unless people are finally like, well, PS3 is a lot better, so.
All right. Well, we need to move on. We're.
Anyways.
We need to move on.
Yeah, we're. Oh, well,
let's take it up. Let's move on. Yeah, let's hit the feature.
All right.
Thanks to CacheFly, you are able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CacheFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CacheFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CacheFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right, for my last and final feature, I will be talking about Deadliest Catch, Alaskan Storm. Any of you guys watch Discovery Channel, Deadliest Catch?
No.
Any? Do you watch it? Wing, you don't watch it?
No, I don't watch any TV.
Oh, you don't?
No.
If you have a DVR or anything, man, this is a show to watch. It's actually really good. I watch it every week. But
speaking about that real fast, if I could make a plug for When We Left Earth on mm-hmm. Discovery Channel in HD, especially if you have an HD TV. Oh, it was awesome. Like, I don't know if you guys watched it last Sunday, but I think it's every Sunday, 6 weeks, from like 8 to 10 or Eastern, I think. 8 to 10 Eastern. Anyways, look it up on Discovery Channel because it's amazing. It was so cool. It's about Discovery basically opened the NASA video vault, and it has all HD content of all the flights and stuff and makes a documentary out of it. All it's right. It's really cool.
Anyways,
sorry.
And that's about that. Yeah. That ties into fishing now.
It's cool.
Yeah.
I'm just teasing.
Yeah. Well, for there's a pretty good explanation on the game, and to keep things short, I'm just going to run over a couple of the features and content. But for those who don't know what the Deadliest Catch is, it's a bunch of crab fishermen up in Alaska in the Bering Sea. And, there's two parts to the show on Discovery Channel. First part does Red King Crab. Next one does Opie's, Snow Crab, basically. And they go over and you watch these guys, and they just film it in these huge waves. I'm talking 25, 30-foot waves, winds, ice. You know, these guys work in 24-hour days. But they made a game out of it. Go ahead.
I said it was the middle of the winter.
Yeah, cold up there. Yeah, everybody should check it out if you haven't seen it yet. But as far as the game is concerned, you have a career mode, realistic and challenging simulation for gamers and Deadliest Catch fans. That's me. You have missions, arcade mini games, 5 authentic crab boats, including the Northwestern and the Cornelia Marie.
Which you would recognize. From the
Northwestern's probably
sick.
I wonder if the time you probably have the Time Bandit in there
probably
I'm not sure of the other ones. I like the Time Bandit and the Northwestern, but 20 Real Fishermen, which is Edgar and Norman Henson, Josh and Jake Harris, and you probably have Sig in there. He's the captain of the Northwestern. Well, yeah, sorry, it says six authentic captains, Sig, Phil, and Larry. So, 4,500 lines of recorded character dialogue, U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue, first time in a video, video game. Let's see. Yeah, cut through, through the hook minigame, stiff racing minigame, 34,000 miles of actual coastline, four real Bering Sea harbors, like Dutch Harbor, King Cove, St. Paul. Interactive virtual tour of the Northwestern. And 100 exclusive crew videos. So, also has multiplayer. Let's see, not really exactly sure what the multiplayer is going to be. Maybe it's like whoever coaches the most or, you know, whatnot. But that's basically it. The game's personally announced by, you know, Captain Sig from the Northwestern. So, I'll have a link in the show notes for more information on the show. Or on the game, sorry. But that's it. It does look kind of weird. I've seen, I've actually watched videos of this, and I kind of laughed when I heard they were making a game of it. And I may just rent it just to play it, because I am actually a huge fan of the show. But, I'm not.
I don't think you'll have a problem renting it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah, no kidding.
As much as that is a true statement, it's probably not going to get good reviews. I definitely don't see it being in the sevens, maybe sevens.
It was kind of funny because. Whenever Xbox 360 fanboy talks about this game, they have a picture of water, like the water in-game, and it has a text on the bottom, press A to fish here.
Yeah.
It always cracks me up when I see that.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where I'm going to feel bad if it fails, because I am actually that big of a fan of the show. I've watched it for the last three seasons. It's just going to be sad to see the game fail. It's one of those things where you're just kind of pulling for it because you don't want it to. I can't really explain other games like that. You know, people were a big fan of Spider-Man or something like that. It's like every time a Spider-Man game comes out, you're just like, oh, man, I really don't want this game to be bad. But
yeah, which it ends up being.
Yeah, but that's about it. We can move on.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Get your notepad ready. It's time for the Xbox Tip of the Week.
All right, well, I've got a special Tip of the Week for you guys, and hopefully this will benefit some of you. But one of the coolest things I think that the Xbox 360 allows you to do is that you can replace the music in any game with your own music. Now, one way to do this is to stream the music from your PC. You can also stream from an iPod or a Zune or an MP3 player. And there are various ways that you can do this, but what I'm going to discuss real quickly is how to do it with Windows Media Player 11 and Windows XP. First, got to make sure your Xbox 360 is on your home network as well as your PC. You can see the support section of Xbox.com if you need more details on that. You have to have Windows Media Player 11 installed. So if you don't already have that, go to Microsoft.com and do a search for Windows Media Player 11. So open up your Windows Media Player 11 and click on Library and Media Sharing. Then you'll select Share My Media. And then hit OK. and then Windows Media Player will search for devices on your network. You'll then click your console and then click Allow. If you want to apply more options, you can click Settings, and when you're done, just click OK. Then go to your Xbox 360 console. In the media area of your Xbox dashboard, select Music, Pictures, or Video. And if you don't see your PC's content, then just press the X button, because this will allow you to select the change of device that it's looking at, because by default it'll be looking at your console. Hit the X button there and then select PC, and you will see the music that you have, or pictures or video. So you can stream it that way. It's a good way if you want to have music coming through your home stereo. You don't have to put all that music or all those videos or all those pictures on your Xbox. Save that 20 gig drive for game saves and stream it off your PC.
Wow, that's easy. I remember.
Yeah. It is.
I remember a long
it
time
is
ago.
Easy. And one of the coolest things is, like, when I was playing Burnout Revenge, you when you bring the game up, once you're playing, anytime just hit that Xbox button, that little blade slides out, you go down to where all the music playing options are, and you can select, you can hit the button to select music, and you just point, it'll go right to your PC, you can select an album, you can select everything, you
right.
It'll play your music right off your PC.
And you can do the same thing if you've got music installed or already on your hard drive.
Correct, yes.
So.
Yep.
But it's a lot easier syncing now. It used to be like a third-party, you know, company or program, and then you had to do a bunch of stuff, and it was hard. But anyways, this is a lot easier.
Yeah, I did it with Windows Media Player 11 when I first got the 360. And it didn't work. It didn't work in Media Player 11, but then I downloaded the Zune software, and I actually got it to work through the Zune software because it actually works the exact same way. So if anybody does have any issues with Windows Media Player 11, try the Zune software. And if anybody has a Mac, I use Kinect 360. So just search Kinect 360 in Google and you get that. And that tool is actually really nice, too, because you just install it and you say, okay, you know, what do you want to share? Movies? Well, you just select three check boxes and say, share to all my 360s, and it does it. So,
cool.
But it is neat. I use it. It's nice. So, Windows Media Player and Zune software are free. Kinect 360 is like $20 if you want to open it completely, or it just limits you. So, but that's a cool tip, though.
Yep, yep.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
Community Update time, and we have a question here from Captain Hook. And he says, what game do you want to see made into a movie? Anybody?
Wow. What game? What game?
Tough question.
Guitar Hero 3, man.
What about the Bourne Conspiracy? That one's easy. That's a cop out.
Yeah, that's definitely a cop out.
I originally thought BioShock, but we know it's coming, so I really don't want to use that one.
I don't want to say Halo.
No Halo.
The Metal Gear Solid series.
Okay.
First half of the
what
movie
Xbox
is
game?
Be
like a okay. Well, I mean, that would actually kind of be. It'd be like a spy. It's kind of weird though, too. But
you never said Xbox. Like what game do you want to see made in the movie?
Well, okay, that'd be my non Xbox game. Let's see, Xbox game. Madden. No.
Well, I know what my answer would be, but
ooh, I got one. But
I can
ahead.
Say this because there was a game. It's actually a book, but there was a game made, so I can actually use this since it is a game. But the Sword of Shannara series, or Sword of Shannara, however you want to say it. But I always say Shannara. But it was a game at one point, so I would love to see that into a movie.
I would. My answer would be Tom Clancy End War. Because I've read the book. The book was freaking ridiculously awesome. And I'm going to be in the beta in 3 days, and I'm so excited about
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Woo!
So,
yeah. So, I didn't get in. What a crock.
That's why you're off the
show. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Only people with beta subscriptions. No, but that's going to be ridiculous. And I'm psyching myself up for this game so much that it better not be horrible in the beta, or else I'll be like, well, there goes that. But I think it's going to be really cool, and I read the book, so I know basically the storyline of it, and I think that would be a cool movie, because it's like a Tom Clancy action, you know, suspense thriller type of deal.
Right.
And then I think that if somebody did a good job on the movie, it'd do really well, but...
About Half-Life?
Okay.
That'd be cool.
I think the Half-Life series would be a cool movie. Because it's nothing that's, like, too ridiculous that...
Too out there, yeah.
You know, you could actually get it to work, so...
House of the Dead.
I'd love to see Resident Evil get made into a movie.
I was hearing that coming out of your mouth. I knew what was coming.
Ooh, better yet, Doom. Man, why don't they make a Doom movie?
Who would you make the lead character, though? Somebody like, you know, The Rock?
Dude, we got a good idea, man.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
So,
corporations will be paying us money to think of ideas for them.
Yep. Well, that was the only question. No frappers this week.
Rainbow Six Vegas. So. That would be a good movie. I'm serious. I'd go see it.
Okay.
As long as Uwe Boll didn't make it.
No. Oh. Sorry. You said Uwe Boll, and this is not Uwe Boll, but Jack Thompson, you got exactly what's coming to you, buddy. Sorry.
He lost his bar.
I know. For 10 years. Well, it's going to be for 10 years is what they're hoping. But yeah, everybody's fighting back on him. And oh, man. I heard about that, and we never did talk about it on the podcast. And I'm just like,
No, we never did.
I kept forgetting until right now. That's why I had to say it. But good old Jack
Thompson.
Okay,
well, thank you for ruining our transition that we had all planned out.
Oh, sorry.
That's why we're getting rid of you.
Yeah, sorry.
Screw everything up.
That and I say you know too much.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that, but, you know, I just couldn't.
All right, let's wrap this long show up.
Well, okay, so let's rewind. Okay, no frappers this week, so looks like we're at the end. So, Kyle, take us away.
Well, thank you, Brun. And
hey,
that's
going to
be the conclusion of episode 61.
You can't close out. It didn't thank the most important people out there after our listeners, of course. That's CashFly. Thank you, CashFly, for giving us the super fast download speeds and helping us deliver our show out to everybody. If you want anything, you want to get yourself set up on the web, be sure to visit CashFly.com. Tell them the Xbox Podcast guy sent you.
Well, thanks, Mark, for pointing
you know
that
it.
Out. I was completely gonna completely skip over that over our best friends. Yeah. But you know what? Let's rewind again.
Okay.
How about that? I'm gonna press the button.
Well, we don't have any frappers today, so looks like it's in the show. So, you know, Kyle, what to do?
Well, thank you, Brun. That's the conclusion of episode 61. You can send us your questions, comments, complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com, or you can hit the forums on xboxpodcast.com/forums.
Well, there's no proper shout outs today. So.
outro take 74.
That's the conclusion. No, I'm good. I think they got the point.
All right. Pretty much we're leaving. So this is Wingman 709 taking off, saying have a good night, guys.
And I'm Kyle, a.k.a. Moronic Cow. Go watch When We Left Earth on Discovery Channel. And don't install Windows Vista on your computer.
And I am Brun, a.k.a. BJ Swick 33. And Kyle likes long walks on the beach and candlelight dinners.
Yes, I do.
And chocolate-covered strawberries.
Woo! Those are good.
If it's not Scottish, it's peace. Klopp!
Later.
Peace.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.
Hello, I am Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. This week, we'll be talking about Microsoft's super secret E3 aces, the Xbox 720, Unreal Tournament's... okay, who did that?
Wait, I got...
Tourney. Just say Tourney. Unreal Tourney.
Three, two, one.